Good evening, my pussycats. And how are we all doing this evening? I've been carving out my pumpkins. Do you know partly why I like pumpkins so much? Because they're rather like cats. They're often sitting on the porch waiting for you when you get home. Oh, I know, it's a terrible joke. Anyway, let's move on with the first story. And this takes me back to our very first episode. If you remember, Bobby had a story about seeing gnome-like people in a deserted house. Well, here's another strange gnome story to share with you.
When I was still in elementary school, me and my family used to spend all summer at my great uncle's house. Me and my family slept in the same room, except for my sister, who'd sleep on a bed in the living room, and my great uncle, who'd sleep in his own room. That one was a pretty normal day. We went to the beach, we ate some pizza, and then at about 10 p.m, we all went to sleep. At around 4 a.m, I suddenly woke up, because someone was throwing things around in the kitchen. Plastic cups, containers, food. The door was open, so I was able to see the light coming from the kitchen. So when I had enough of all that noise, I got up from the bed. At first, something seemed off. I thought I was having some sort of strange dream, and as any rational kid would do, I tried to see if I could bend fire, like in my favourite TV show. I mean, who wouldn't want to firebend, right? I couldn't. I wasn't dreaming. My father wasn't in his bed, but I didn't care much since maybe he was just in the bathroom. My great uncle was fairly old and had trouble sleeping at night, so I thought he just went into the kitchen to get some water. Uncle, are you all right? All this noise woke me up, I said, while making my way into the kitchen. To my surprise, the room was empty, but the light was on, and the fridge was open, with a can of Coke laying in front of it. What? I thought. I looked up to the shelf that was to my right, and I saw what was making that noise. Some sort of short creature, around 30 centimetres tall, a gnome, you'd say, was looking at me, terrified. He was terrified because I saw him. I thought to myself, he's going to hurt me. I'll pretend to pass out. And I did. After a couple of seconds, I opened my eyes and saw that I wasn't on the kitchen floor anymore. I was in a strange, colourful tunnel. I got scared again and closed my eyes one more time. After a minute that felt like eternity, I reopened them and I was laying in my bed. There were still sounds coming from the kitchen, but I was scared and just waited for them to stop. And before sunrise, they did. That wasn't the only encounter I had with that dude, but I never saw it again. I'd only hear him, because I was, and am still, too scared to see him again. I don't know what he was exactly, but I'm sure I wasn't supposed to see him.
Sometime in the early 80s, when I was about 12, I had what I can only describe as an unsettling incident. My bedroom was upstairs. I had bookshelves mounted to the wall. Along with my books, I also had various toys and model ships and aeroplanes displayed there. I had 3 12-inch size dolls, 2 classic G.I. Joe dolls from the 60s that had belonged to my older brothers, and my own $6 million man doll I'd gotten as a little kid. I had the 3 of them posed on the shelf, the G.I. Joes in military gear, and Steve Austin in the classic red jogging suit. One sunny Southern California afternoon, I was downstairs when I heard an unbelievably loud crash come from upstairs, a crash which sounded, I kid you not, like grown men falling on the floor. I ran upstairs, thinking there might have been a minor earthquake that I just didn't feel because I'd been walking at the time and anticipated seeing my big jar of pennies laying on the floor. When I got to my room, the penny jar, easily the heaviest thing in my room, and the only object that I could imagine would have made such a loud crashing sound as it fell, was safely on the bookshelf. However, all three dolls were laying on the floor, and not just that, but the limbs of all three were twisted in grotesque angles, which should have been impossible if they had just fallen due to a minor tumble. One of the G.I. Joe's heads was completely turned backwards. My imagination frantically told me it looked almost like the dolls had been in some kind of fight, then fell to their deaths. I boxed up the dolls after that. Steve Austin was given away sometime later, and I gave the old G.I. Joes back to my older brother, who still has them to this day. I was vacuuming my house at 9:30 p.m. with my music playing when I get a knock at my door. My boyfriend was at work and I was not expecting company, especially so late at night. I turn my music down and realise the door is not even locked. Instantly, I'm terrified. I'm only 4'10", so I had to prop myself up against the wall to look through the peephole and carefully lock the door. More pounding. The man outside my door is no one that I recognise. He looks disgruntled, dirty, and quite frightening. He was short and stocky and looked angry. He grew frustrated, knowing I had just turned my music down. He heard me lock the door and started calling out, "Ma'am?" More knocking. "Excuse me, ma'am?" How the fuck did he know that I was a woman? I look around the room and see my blinds were open and realise he must have been watching me vacuum. Thankfully, my neighbours right across from me open their doors and the husband asked, "Excuse me, who are you and what are you doing?" Startled, the creep fumbles and says, "Oh, good evening, sir. I was just going to offer my carpet cleaning services to her." The husband goes, "That's great. She doesn't want it. You need to leave. Right now." The creep left promptly. Afterwards, I called the police, my boyfriend, and closed up my blinds and texted the neighbours to thank them for scaring him away. I paid extra to live on the top floor, but it seems this creep was watching me from below. This took place in the house I lived in Western Australia. The summers here can be extremely hot, and this happened on a very hot summer's night. My husband came in from work, had his dinner, and then took a shower to cool down. He put on his loose cotton PJ bottoms and no top, and decided to watch some movies that were downloaded onto a USB. He had a couple of beers, and then relaxed for the rest of the evening. I was in the kitchen tidying away after dinner and getting myself ready to watch my favourite series in the bedroom. We had three TVs, one in the theatre room and one in the living area. Hubby decided to watch his movie in the living area. He plugged the USB in, got to where he had to choose a movie, chose the one he wanted, but it didn't play. He tried this a few times, got fed up, and then decided to try the TV in the theatre room. Same problem. He couldn't figure out why he had watched many movies before on both TVs. So he decided to try the TV in the bedroom. He came in and asked if he could try the TV as the other two were not playing the movie. I agreed, he tried, and nothing. We both thought it was odd, but I suggested the computer in his office. My husband wasn't so happy about this, as the chair is small and uncomfortable, not like a nice big padded chair to recline back into and chill. The office is open plan and has no doors to it, so I get up and close the bedroom door, as my husband loves action movies and has them really loud. I settled back onto the bed with my tea and biscuits as my series was about to start. Then, all of a sudden, the bedroom door springs open and my husband leaps onto the bed and his eyes are wide, fixed, looking ahead to the office. I look at him and then ask, "What's wrong?" He doesn't answer. I ask him again. Then he tells me he put the USB in the computer, chose what he wanted to watch, was waiting for it to start, and then suddenly felt a hand grab him on his shoulder. He felt all four digits and thumb, and proceeded to show me where and the pressure he felt, and bearing in mind he had no top on. To say it freaked him out is an understatement. He refused to go in the office and turn the movie off, so I had to go in and do it. For a while after, I had to sit in with him if he used the computer in there. And he's a stocky builder who has been in a lot of fights in his time. But that scared him senseless. Another strange incident happened a couple of weeks later. I had ordered three black and white prints of tree-lined streets in Paris to put into a triple all-in-one photo frame that I bought from IKEA. My daughter had just recently moved out into a share house, closer to the university she was studying in. Her room became our spare room, and I decided to put a single bed in the room with a bedside table plus a lamp and a craft desk to do some scrapbooking in my spare time. As well as furniture, there was a long IKEA picture ledge on the wall with a couple of photo frames on it. Now let me describe this picture ledge. It is a long shelf with a black plate that is screwed to the wall with a good inch ledge to the front of the shelf, so when you position a photo frame on the shelf, it's tilted with the top of the photo frame leaning on the wall and the bottom of the photo frame up against the lip edge, so it basically can't fall off. I received the prints from eBay and arranged them into the triple photo frame and then added the photo frame to the long shelf sitting in the middle of the shelf, with frames sitting each side of it. I took a step back, had a look, and said out loud, "Looks nice," then closed the bedroom door. That evening, after dinner, my husband was in the office. My son went into his room playing his war games on his computer, and I was finishing the dishes in the kitchen. My husband shouted from the office, "Can I have a cuppa, please?" I switched the kettle on, grabbed a cup from the cupboard, then heard this almighty crash, which sounded like a brick had come through one of our windows. My husband came running down the hallway to the kitchen and asked, "What happened?" Then my son came out of his room and said, "What did you break?" I told him I hadn't done anything. We all then decided to check around the house. My husband checked the rooms and windows around the house. My son checked the garage to see if anything had fallen down, and I checked the garden. We were bewildered. The only room we didn't check was the spare bedroom. My son and husband went into the bedroom to find the triple photo frame buckled and smashed, laying on the carpet. To this day, we can't figure out how it could have possibly fallen off the shelf and ended up buckled like that. When I was younger, I lived out in the countryside of East Oklahoma with my mother and grandmother. From where we lived, it wasn't unusual to see nothing but dirt road for 10 miles around. During the fall in the evening, I was out in the woods exploring the many hills around my house. Being a curious kid and all, I walked about a mile or so away from home until I came across an old red house sitting at the bottom of the hill. There was an old white truck sitting in the driveway, with what I remember looking like a burn pit not far away in the back.
I was afraid of confrontation when I was younger, and it was going to get dark, so I decided I'm going to backtrack and just head back home. But just as I was walking away, I heard someone call, "Hey!" It was a woman's voice, and I knew it was coming from the direction of the house. The thing is, there was no one outside, no one in the windows either, not that I could see anyway. I didn't know if the voice was calling for me specifically, so I stood there and waited to see someone. No one showed, so I began walking away, but kept my eyes on the house. Just as it was disappearing from view, I saw an older woman with black hair and a brown and red dress come from outside the front door. She looked up at me and smiled, then pointed her finger directly at me. I didn't want to engage, so I acted like I didn't see her and continued on. I kept walking until my house came back into view, then started down the small hill, all while thinking about what dinner could be. That's when I heard the same, "Hey!" from before. It honestly sent a chill down my back. I thought the old woman had followed me all the way home. I whipped around and scanned the trees, trying my best to spot someone. Instead, I only saw a large owl sitting in a tree about 10 feet off the ground. It didn't hoot or make a noise, just stared directly at me, almost intently. In my culture, owls are bad omens, and typically when you hear them, it means someone you know is going to die. So anxiety filling me from seeing this owl and hearing the woman's voice, I wasn't going to stick around in the woods any longer and began walking more hurriedly. "Where are you going?" I heard the voice call from the woods behind me. I wanted to run so badly. Something in me kept telling me not to run. "Do not show you are afraid." In my head, I kept thinking it's the owl. The owl is talking to me. This isn't an owl. I go inside to my grandmother, who is in the kitchen reading a magazine. I tell her, "Gram, there was an owl outside. I think it was talking to me." I knew she could tell I was afraid. Her eyes looked like she knew something I didn't. "Where were you and where is it now?" she asked, standing up, pulling the curtains closed. "I was walking in the woods and I saw a red house and an old lady." I pointed in the direction of where I went. "The owl is there. I'm scared, Gram." She followed my finger, then walked into the other room to get my mum. "It's her. I know it is Amber. She's been coming more and more," my grandmother whispered angrily. My mother came over to me and said, "Baby, show me where the owl is." My mother smiled, but I could tell she was angry, perhaps even scared. She took my hand and led me out the door. I didn't want to go back outside, but I trust my mother, so I went. "It was over there," I told her. She led me by the hand and gripped it tight. "Don't be afraid, Colty," she said. "Is that it?" At first, I didn't see what she was pointing at because at this time it was getting dark, but then I spotted it. The same huge owl. "That's it," I whispered, afraid it would hear me. My mother bent down and picked up a rock the size of a lemon. "Bitch, stay away from my son!" My mother chucked the rock hard. The owl, beginning to take off, got clipped in the wing by the rock, and I swear it was one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard. It made a screeching noise like a pig, then trailed off into what sounded exactly like a woman screaming. It flew off into the dark of the woods, and without another word, my mum took my hand again and led me back into the house. That night, I heard bits and pieces of my mum's conversation with my grandmother, stuff like, "She's evil, she killed her husband. She's a stikini. She was following my grandbaby," and the final part I heard made me terrified of the woods. "She eats hearts." The next day, my mother told me we were going to town, but had to stop somewhere really quick to check something. So we load up into our small car and drive down the dirt road for a bit and come to a familiar sight. It was the red house. I thought, "This is that old lady's house. I wonder why we're here." Then I began to scan the woods around us for that owl, not as afraid since it was daytime. My mother knocked on the door and waited for a minute before the same old woman came outside. The old woman wasn't smiling. Instead, she looked at my mother like she hated her. Then I saw her turn to me with those piercing eyes. I couldn't hear what my mum was saying, but while I tried to listen, my eyes looked down at something that wasn't there yesterday. The old woman's arm was wrapped up in a bandage and a makeshift sling. It was then that all clicked. She was the owl. It was her voice calling to me. I put my face in my hands because I didn't want to see her. To me, this woman was a real-life monster. I heard her slam her door and my mum getting back in the car. "Sorry, baby, we'll go now." I looked up as we were driving off and thankfully didn't see her. "Mum, was she that owl?" I asked, feeling like I knew fully well the answer. My mother was silent for a bit. "Yes, she was," she said, sounding angry again. "That woman is our cousin. We don't ever talk to her." "Then why did you talk to her?" I asked, but Mum looked at me for a split second and said, "Because of you." After that, she wouldn't answer any more of my questions regarding her and kept insisting that I drop it before she whoops my butt. Years later, I found out that the old lady's husband had died of a heart attack years prior. Soon after this all happened, she died, and I don't know how. Only my grandmother knew, and she's since passed as well. I still think about that sometimes, and how my grandmother's words still ring in my ears, that the owl lady who was following me that day eats hearts.
A few months back, I was sleeping cosily in my room when I woke up at around 2 to 3 in the morning to use the restroom. Naturally, I go to do it. However, once I get to the doorframe, I get an overwhelming, unbearable sense to look up. Once I do, there's this awful creature staring back at me. Its head looks like a large blob made up of a mash of several facial features, with its hand on the top edge. That exact second that I lock eyes with this terrifying thing, I get a completely unbearable, just absolutely heavy feeling to book it out of there. Oddly enough, I didn't. Rather, I stood still and watched it. A few seconds afterwards, the creature just seemed to fade away. I told my parents about a week afterwards, and they just said, "Oh, it's just the light." Even though the angles of the light in my bedroom couldn't physically touch the bedroom, nor could they be moved unless completely relocated. There was consistent supernatural events in that bathroom for a while afterwards. Random water turning on, the shower turning on when no one was there, lights turning off randomly while people are in and out of the shower. It even happened to me while I was in the shower. I attempted to force the alleged spirit at the time out of the bathroom with a cross, as me and my family are highly Christian. However, someone found out, and my family has been giving me trouble every now and then about it. I have come to the idea that maybe it's a spirit or a humanoid. Maybe it's real, maybe I'm just crazy. So I figure this is the best place. If anyone has any idea on what this is, I beg you to share. If anyone has a similar experience with a creature of the same build, please share with me. It's a few months later now, and the events seem to have only gotten worse. On the way home from the grocery store, my mum spotted a creature crossing the road from our house. It looked like a human, but it was lacking hair, facial features, and its entire bottom half was missing, as it seemed to be crawling using its two arms. I've also been experiencing a feeling of being watched at night, consistent random cuts and scratch marks, unexplained whispers, and the bathroom has been having the exact same things happening as mentioned. Lights flickering at random, turning off but not coming back on, showering with no one there, the usual, just a lot more often. I don't know what this is, and I can't explain it, but I really hope it goes away soon.
And there, all my pumpkins lined up outside, ready to say hello to all of my visitors. Not that I get many. Well, just continue having a wonderful fall, everybody, in this celebratory month that we call October. And keep sending in your reviews on your Apple page and your creepy true stories to deadlydebbie@mail.com. See you soon!